WHYY's expanding news service now includes this week's launch of Keystone Crossroads, Rust or Revival, exploring the urgent challenges for Pennsylvania cities. Joining me with a closer look is Keystone Crossroads editor Naomi Starobin. Naomi, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Philadelphia again, though this is a collaborative effort across the state.
Absolutely. We've got four public media outlets working on this project, headed up by WHYY, but we're including WESA in Pittsburgh and WYTF in Harrisburg, and also WPSU in State College.
At the onset, it's a two-year-long mission. What is the intent?
That's right. It's funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the idea is to do this collaborative project, taking a really fresh and deep dive look at Pennsylvania cities, large and small. We'll be looking at cities all over the state. Now, in WHYY's case, Philadelphia gets good coverage by reporters here. So our local reporter, Marielle Segarra, our Keystone Crossroads reporter, will be going outside of Philadelphia to look at places like Scranton and Bethlehem and Easton and Lancaster and Chester, because those cities aren't getting the kind of attention that some of the larger cities have gotten.
And then by casting attention on them, what is the goal?
Well, to really look at the urban issues that are crippling some of Pennsylvania's cities, whether it's aging infrastructure or the impact of the population that's incarcerated has on neighborhoods, or cities that are in financial distress. Pension obligations is a big issue for Pennsylvania City. So we'll look at these issues not only to document how difficult things are and the challenges cities are facing, but to look at solutions, whether they are solutions in other Pennsylvania cities or in other cities in the U.S. or around the world.
And solutions also offered by those who avail themselves of the service.
Absolutely.
In what form will that take?
Well, we are asking a lot of people. Some are sort of city experts and some are just people who are interested in urban areas. What kinds of things have you seen when you've traveled to other cities and you thought to yourself, gosh, I'd love to see that in my community? Whether it's the way a waterfront is developed or the way bike lanes are mapped out or the sort of walkability, livability kinds of issues in cities. We're asking people those questions and we're going to share them with the whole community.
Another recent article that came out was on whether historic theaters are worth saving.
That's right. That was by our reporter out of WPSU, Kate Lau Schaffner, and she looked at a few theaters all over the state, people trying to revitalize theaters. It's not always successful. It's not always a good idea. But when it's done right, and she talks about that in her feature, it can really help a community revitalize.
On behalf of many of us in the newsroom, tell us about an upcoming project focusing on those craft breweries.
Yes. Well, this is just in time for July 4th holiday picnics. Our local reporter, Marielle Segarra, has taken a look at craft breweries in Allentown and Bethlehem and other places. And this is a trend. A lot of millennials are enjoying craft beer, making it, going to taste different beers. And so the idea is that in some places, can we revitalize a block or a community by having these breweries, which not only really aren't bars per se, but they're places where the owners of these breweries are really making a commitment to the community. You know, it's almost like a manufacturing facility in addition to being an eatery.
Tell me about some of the regular features. Does Throwback Thursday have to do with throwing back one of those craft brewers?
No. We're looking at old photos and comparing them with how things look today. So in the case of, say, Bethlehem, where there's, if you've been to Bethlehem, you've seen the steelworks there and how the city of Bethlehem has revitalized the steelworks. There's theaters and there's a casino there. Our fantastic photojournalist on staff, Lindsay Lazarski, has found these old photos and comparing them with her own photos of Bethlehem.
Naomi, listeners can check out the site at whyy.org/Keystone Crossroads, though the information is available by other means as well.
We've got a Facebook page, Keystone Crossroads, and we've got a Twitter feed, a nice robust Twitter feed called PA Crossroads.
And I'm looking forward to the upcoming community event.
And that'll be on July 16th here at WHYY. It's the first of several we'll have throughout the state. Everybody's invited to come have some snacks on us and talk about what's important in your community. What kind of solutions are you looking at? What's bothering you? What can be done about it?
Bring your own craft beer.
Bring your own craft beer.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Keystone Crossroads editor Naomi Starobin on WHYY.